It's still finger licking good, which I don't believe, and so forth. So there you go, folks. Let me end with this. This was from August. Yeah, this is from August 22nd. Plant-based Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat Burgers will help wean consumers off meat, according to CEO of Whole Foods. Not as long as you have a poor class, a class of people that can't afford it. Because right now, there's no way that you can drop the price of it. You still have, it's still an expensive product. It is not cheap compared to what people can't afford. And I like how Whole Foods is trying to tell us, oh yeah, well, people that you're trying to get weaned off meat can't afford to shop in your store, man. Let's see. In 2013, Whole Foods gave the plant-based startup its first shot. Early believers and investors in the product were billionaires Bill Gates and Twitter co-founder Biz Stone. We're launching Beyond Meat. This article is by Lindsay Whittle and Jade Siapio. And in fact, I believe of their new products have been introduced at Whole Foods, blah, blah, blah. But Mackey, who has been a vegan for more than 20 years, yes, soy boy, isn't sold on the health benefits of plant-based meat. Actually, listen to this. This is but the Whole Foods CEO. If you look at the ingredients, they're super highly processed foods. And I don't think eating highly processed food is healthy. He still believes that it will wean people off. But even people who believe in this stuff, guys, it's highly processed. Highly processed, genetically modified. Oh, yeah. Somebody in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat asked one of the priests that I follow, I saw this, and said, hey, father, yes, can I eat an Impossible Burger on Friday because it's not meat? And the priest was very charitable and said, listen, I've tried it. They're not bad, but you can't eat it on Friday because it violates the spirit of the law. And he's like, but it's not meat. And he's like, dude, it's a burger. It's a burger. You know, just because it's not technically meat, it is still violating the spirit of the law because it tastes like it. I mean, the priest actually gave a pretty good endorsement of it. But, yeah, essentially what's being said is true. If you're like, oh, I'm not having burgers today, and then you go have a burger that tastes like one, what have you given up? So Catholics, the Beyond, you can't, Lent is not, you're not good to go in Lent now because KFC has, you know, fake chicken strips. We used to have a struggle during Lent, right? Oh, I can't eat any of this food. Sweet, I'm going to go get a bucket of chicken, but it's not real chicken, so I'm totally sacrificing this. The only thing you're sacrificing there is your health. 844-527-8723. And let me just reiterate this article from Yahoo Finance. Is Beyond Meat headed for a big correction? This was written about 6 days ago from The Motley Fool. The article begins, the hype surrounding plant-based burgers has sent Beyond Meat stock soaring this year, more than doubling its IPO in May. However, some cracks are starting to show in this once flawless stock, and has fallen by nearly 20 points in the past month. As bad as it's been, it wouldn't be surprised to see even more of a sell-off taking place. He asks why the bubble may have already burst. Beyond Meat's products have been viewed as a game changer for the food industry. Its meatless products provide an option for vegetarians who wish to enjoy the same ingredients and indulgences as meat eaters do. Well, tough luck, you vegans. You can't. And while it's still a very popular choice, the problem is that more attention is being placed on the actual burgers themselves and whether they are truly better. The verdict isn't out yet, but indications thus far are that Beyond Meat products aren't any healthier at all, which could be devastating to the company's long-term prospects. This product might go away in 5 years. In 5 years, we all might be joking about how people thought Beyond Meat was going to change the industry. 844-527-8723.